A group of U.S. lawmakers have warned the Afghan president against a failure to sign a bilateral security deal. After a meeting with Hamid Karzai in Kabul, a group of American senators, including John McCain and Lindsey Graham, said they expect the agreement to be signed soon. They've also noted that such a failure would pose a threat to Afghanistan and the region. Karzai has so far delayed signing the accord with the U.S. The Afghan president says he won't sign any agreement that allows continued raids on Afghan homes. Without a signed deal, all U.S. and NATO forces would have to withdraw from Afghanistan. The U.S.-led foreign forces are blamed for many civilian deaths in the country. The senators have also warned Karzai about the release of 88 Bagram prisoners in North Kabul. Afghanistan says it's found insufficient evidence to continue their detention. But Washington says the prisoners pose a serious security threat. Earlier, we spoke with our Kabul correspondent Faiz Khurshid about Washington's pressure on the Afghan leader to sign the controversial security pact.
Well, there is no doubt, Khalid, President Hamid Karzai is under incredible pressure to sign this controversial bilateral security deal. And these U.S. lawmakers were here in Kabul to urge him to put his signature on this deal very immediately. But they did all what they could to urge President Hamid Karzai change his mind and approve this deal. But we see that President Hamid Karzai has not changed his mind yet. Yesterday, in his heavily guarded presidential palace, President Hamid Karzai has once again insisted to his conditions. He reiterated to his conditions and said that he's not going to sign this deal if U.S. and its allies do not give him a guarantee that there would be peace and stability.